What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Boys from East podcast. I am your host, Nicholas, with my co-host, Aiden Haha. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. We have a lot to talk to about football.
Yes, it's currently snowing where I am. It's coming down pretty hard. Wish I was in. Actually, I don't wish I was in Tampa, Florida. I love the snow. But, Tampa, Florida. Aiden, what's gonna go down in Tampa, Florida at 6:30 Eastern?
I think it's the Stanley Cup, I'm pretty sure. I think Tampa went back down there.
It's the Super Bowl. Thank you. So today's episode, we're gonna talk all about football. Last episode, we talked baseball and a few other things. But today we're gonna talk all about baseball, all about football, and so let's get started. All right, so let's go into the playoff recap. We have a lot to talk about these very interesting NFL playoffs this year. A little different with COVID-19 going around. But Ian, what was your opinion on the playoffs? Give us what you thought, and then we'll break down each game.
I think probably a game to start with would be the Buccaneers and Saints.
Ian, we're starting with the wild card round.
We did the wild card round.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
This is a long time ago now. All right. Might as well. Might as well start with the divisional. Buccaneers Saints. That was a very good game. Clashes of the Titans, the greatest to ever li to play the game. I think some could argue to say that. But Tom Brady versus Drew Brees. Tom Brady got the upper hand. I was rooting for Drew Brees. I thought he was gonna win. But he didn't. It was a very interesting game. A lot of interceptions thrown by both quarterbacks, I gotta say. But I guess at the end of the day, it really it went to the Bucks' favor, and then the Bucks moving on to the they're moving on to the conference or now the Super Bowl, I guess you can say. So, Ian, what did you think of that game?
It was a more defense heavy game. They scored, but there was like you said, there was a lot of interceptions. But I think the most important thing to talk about is Drew done? Is Brees done? I think probably yes. He's probably gonna retire. I think I saw something that like the Saints like reorganize his deal, which I think that kind of means that he's probably gonna retire. But yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think Breeze. Yeah, I think Breeze might be done. I think it's done for him. I think his time's come, and I think it's time for him to retire. And I think he's had a good career, and I think it's time for the Saints to think what's next. Is it Jameis Winston? Is it Taysom Hill? Is it a quarterback in the draft class? We'll see. We'll see what the Saints do this year. But I'm definitely gonna look forward to seeing how the Saints take this game or take the rest of the season, and hopefully take the off season, and hopefully they can come out back on top. So the next game we're going to talk about here, let's talk about the Packers and Rams. That was a very interesting game. I thought the Rams had a chance, but the Packers just proved that they were too dominant. I think we're just going to skip to the championship round. Just recap that. That would be the best for us. So let's go to the championship round. We had the Chiefs versus the Bills, which was a very good game, and the Packers versus the Bucks, which wasn't as good for the Packers, so to speak. But it was a very good game. Ian, what was your opinion on that Bills Chiefs game? The Bills Chiefs, I was rooting for the Bills. They came out early. They struck first. And then it was kind of over for them. You know what I mean? They kind of just ended real quickly. And it's sad to see the Bills. They had a really good season. I was really hoping they wouldn't make the Super Bowl this year. But I think it's what had to happen. I don't think the Bills were going to make the Super Bowl this year, so to speak. Even though I wanted them to, it probably was not the ideal the ideal scenario for them. They probably need one more year to like regrow, redo the team, so they can come out better and they come out stronger. So, and what do you think of the Bills' position? What do you think of that game?
That game was it was a good game. I was also kind of rooting for the Bills, but then the Chiefs were probably the like were obviously the favorites. The Bills didn't really stand a chance after the first quarter. They just couldn't get their groove together against the Chiefs defense, and it just turned out that the Chiefs were a better team right now. In the future, I do believe it can be the Bills with Josh Allen. I feel like the Bills, if they can just get better throughout the years and just more advanced, Josh Allen could be the same quarterback as Patrick Mahomes, for all we know. So, yeah.
Yeah, very similar archetypes, very similar scenarios for them. I think Josh Allen's a beast, though. Let's go to the other game: Packers versus Bucks, Rodgers versus Brady. It was a disappointing game for the Packers. I think everyone expected them to win, but they didn't. They always lose. They can never figure out how to win and get to the Super Bowl. Haven't done it in forever. It's unfortunate to see such a good franchise have that happen. But Aiden, what is next for Aaron Rodgers, and what did you think of that game?
Honestly, what's next for Aaron Rodgers? I feel like you give it one more season. Maybe. Like, he's not gonna leave because they don't want him to leave. And the only way he would leave is, like, I don't know. He has a con. What's his contract look like? Do you know?
It's pretty massive, I can tell you that much.
Like, long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long, I'm not sure about length, but I know there's a lot of money going to him.
Yeah, it was, 'cause if he has like for like a like when he's like in his 40s with his contract, I don't know. Like I would kind of like ask to be traded like next season if they this happens again, 'cause it's like they should have gone on fourth down, but then also on the play before that, Aaron Rodgers could have ran it in for a touchdown. I don't know if you remember that. He could have ran it in, and they could have won the
Yeah,
game. But he just
definitely.
stopped. Like, there could be some issues with Aaron Rodgers as well. Like, maybe, like, everybody was blaming LaFleur, but I feel like everybody forgot about that one play that Aaron Rodgers could have made to give them the win. But he decided to throw it and miss. So,
Yeah.
I think people jumped on the bandwagon of just trying to blame Matt LaFleur. But I think it was both their faults, and I think the game was good. Tom he did pretty good. But yeah, just going back to it, the Green Bay needs to just find a play style and play like it when they have a good season. Like in the playoffs, they just need to do better. And I don't know what that exactly is. They got a running back, they got a wide receiver, they got a quarterback, they have defensive pieces. I don't know.
Yeah, they have everything, they just can't get everything to click at the right time. And they don't peak at the right time, I believe. They're definitely one of the better teams. They just gotta figure out the way how to use the fact that they're one of the better teams and win. So now we come to Chiefs Bucks in the Super Bowl. That Super Bowl is today, February 7th, at 6:30 p.m. in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's gonna be a good game. There's been a lot of things going around. Aiden, I'm gonna ask you a few questions about what your opinions are. Who has the better offense, the Chiefs or the Bucks?
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs, and the real reason why I'm going with the Chiefs, they have a little bit more depth at wide receiver. Like the Buccaneers do as well. Like Scotty Miller, I think, is one of the like is better than Antonio Brown. I don't think I've seen if Antonio Brown is going to play today, but in a way, I think it would be better if Scotty Miller plays, but that's not what we're talking about. But I think it's the Chiefs just because, even though that their offensive line is banged up, right now, Patrick Mahomes has the mobility. He knows what to do a little bit better than Tom, I think, right now. I feel like next year, maybe Tom will have it figured out a little bit better of like the decision making because he doesn't know what to like. You know, he had his way so like within New England for how many years? I feel like he's kind of still like not like at the top of that he can what he can do. So I'm gonna go with the Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes knows what he can do. And he knows what offense he has, and he can just work without those two tackles. So, and Travis Kelce, I think, is just a monster. So.
Yeah, Travis Kelce is so good. I agree with you a lot, though. I think you're right in so many aspects there. The Chiefs are just better, I feel. And I feel that's one of the main reasons that I think they'll win. But we'll talk about that later. Who do you think has the better defense?
Right now, coming into it, I believe the Buccaneers because the Chiefs, they have Tyrann Mathieu and their D tackle, I believe, is it Chris Jones?
Yes, their D tackle is Chris Jones.
So yeah, they have those two guys that are like their best. I don't see anybody else that can make a huge impact on it. I feel like the Buccaneers have all these younger guys and older guys on the defensive line that like the main reason why I think their defense is better is that offensive line and linebackers. If they can pressure those two new tackles on the sides and like get to Patrick, the Buccaneers have a huge chance to win this game. Because I believe like the Buccaneers have one of the best defensive lines in the league. With Vita Vey back. And I don't know what you think, but I think the Buccaneers' key to success in this game is definitely going to be pressuring the offensive line.
Yeah, if they pressure that offensive line, they'll definitely give him an opportunity to win. But I believe that the Chiefs have the better defense. I just think Tyrann Mathieu, or whatever his name, I think it's Mathieu, right? I think he's just so good, and I feel that they can really lock down, and I think that gives them much better advantage. What do you
I
think, Aiden?
don't know. I just like
I think that D line really helps, and I think they can really clamp up. I have a feeling that they have the
I
better
just feel like
defense.
Frank Clark is overrated, honestly. Like he's not that he doesn't
No,
he
he's
but
not. He's
no,
underrated.
I think he's overrated. People the thing is it's like they have the two the Chiefs have the two guys that are main on their defense and then he's like the third guy. And like they say like he's like good, but I don't think he's that good. In a way, like he doesn't I it could be because he went against good offensive lines, but I just feel like it's more just Chris Jones always getting to the quarterbacks than him. So that's my personal thought of it, but I think that the Bucks defensive line is better. I think their middle linebackers are better.
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs have no good linebackers, if you look at it, which is not good. So then the cornerbacks, I think it's kind of even, and safeties are kind of
Yeah.
even, but I don't know. Winfield Jr. has been playing good.
He's great. He's really
Yeah.
good.
And Sean Murphy Bunting, I think he's healthy for this game. I'm pretty sure.
He will
Yeah.
be.
I think there's like three guys that are like pretty young on their cornerback thing. They'll be really hungry out there, I think, to just get a win. So that's my defense on why I think the Buccaneers defense is just better.
Yeah. So, for this game, I'll give my little bit of opinion. I want the Chiefs to win. Well, no, I don't want them to win. I think they'll win. I would like for the Buccaneers to win because of everything they've went through. Their franchise been through a lot of ups and downs. They were garbage for so many years, and now they're finally back almost on top. But I'm gonna say the Chiefs are gonna win this game, but I wouldn't be upset either way. So in who do you want to win and why?
I want, like, I like both teams. I like Patrick Mahomes. I like Travis Kelce. I like Tom Brady. I like Gronk. I like Mike Evans. I like a lot of different people on both teams. So I don't really care who wins. It's just gonna be a fun game for me to watch without like any like preference, I guess you could say. And I want if maybe a tiny bit more, I would want Brady and the Bucks to win just because of the fact that I think it would be so cool that Tom is just getting older and he's still so good. And I think it would prove also for Tom for like he's obviously getting to the Hall of Fame, but I feel like it would be a lot of people will like think of him better if he did it without Bill Belichick, if he won one without Bill Belichick. And I think that's really kind of why, just a little bit more, I would want the Buccaneers to win. I don't know who's gonna win. I think right now I'm kind of leaning towards the Bucks just because the Chiefs got in yesterday afternoon. Like, that's ridiculous. I feel like they're kind of at a disadvantage with like their injuries on the offensive line, and now they have a disadvantage with this. I don't know. I'm gonna go with the Bucks. I kind of want to win slightly more, and then I'm also gonna go with the Bucks in that they're gonna win.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm expecting a good game though. I'm expecting a great game, to be honest with you. It's gonna be a great game, I feel, no matter which way you look at it. So let's go to our next thing. And who do you think is the better coach in this scenario, Bruce Arians or Andy Reid?
Andy Reid, because he's been here, like, as a head coach. Like, if you're saying this scenario, Andy Reid, but I don't just. I think, Bruce Arians, wasn't he, like, with, like, somebody in the Super Bowl before he was head coach?
Oh, I know Bruce Arians was the longtime Cardinals coach. Then they moved on with him to go to Cliff Kingsbury. But yeah, I mean these both are great coaches to be honest with you. These coaches know what they're doing and they know how to execute. So it's gonna be that aspect of the game should be fun to see the two coaches battle it out. Another thing I think personally though, I think Andy Reid's better equipped for this scenario. And do you feel bad for Bill Belichick sitting at home and watching Tom Brady?
Not really, because in a way it kind of seemed like it was his fault that Tom left. Because, like, whatever the reports were, they could not be, they're probably not true. But if they were true, like, that he was, like, basically, like, didn't really care that Tom was thinking of leaving and just like, leave. He thought he could do it without him. I don't feel bad for him. He might have had a chance to keep him around, and he just didn't. So I don't feel bad.
Yeah. So, there's not too much news for the Super Bowl. It's pretty cool that this is the first Super Bowl ever that there will be a home team. What's it called? The host team will be the home team. Or the host city will be the home team. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But, I think that'd be pretty cool. This is gonna be a good Super Bowl. I expect some great things from the Super Bowl. today. We had a few big trades go down. Stafford for Goff. That was the big trade that went down. Possibly Deshaun Watson might be next or Carson Wentz. So Jared Goff, two first-round picks and a third-round pick were traded to the Lions for Matthew Stafford. From the Rams. Stafford is now a Ram. Goff is now a Lion. I think this is highway robbery. I think that was a great snag for the Lions. And what do you think of the trade? And how do you think it will impact the Rams in the future?
The Rams. Now, I haven't seen much of Matthew Stafford being really good. I haven't like seen like say clips or just like when he was like good. I've seen a lot, I've watched a lot of stuff where it's like saying that he is good. Like people saying that he is good. I don't know. I don't know much about Stafford. He can help them, yes, but the picks is like there those that's just really you got kicked. You got kicked. No, you got kicked. I can send you a photo of my screen right now. It says you left. Or you got kicked. So. True. I'm gonna say it's all Joseph's fault. It's all your fault.
All right, I'm back. So continue on.
There you go.
So, and how does this impact the Rams and the Lions in their long-term future?
The Rams shouldn't have given up the picks, honestly. Don't know much about Matthew Stafford. Haven't seen much of him playing good. So I'm gonna I really just feel like if it was maybe the third round pick or one of the first round picks, I would say, okay, that might be a good trade for the both teams. I think it's a good trade for the Lions and a bad trade for the Rams because if you look at it, Goff's just a rental. He's just a guy that can get him through a season. Like they can honestly, what they could do, they could just decide to tank next season with him, with Jared Goff, and just be like, we're just gonna tank with him so we can get a good quarterback next season. I think that's a possibility. And they have they have two first round picks coming up next year, in the next 2 years, not this year coming up, but the 2 years after. So. I think the Lions won this trade heavily, and the Rams just, they shouldn't have given up the picks. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think it was highway robbery, but many people have different opinions. I've been seeing that a lot of the experts all think that this trade makes the Rams a contender, which I don't think it does, but I guess it could. I could see where they're coming from, but I'm not sure. I guess we'll really get to know this trade, how it's gonna work out as next year plays on. So, now news came out yesterday that Carson Wentz will be might be traded within the next, I think they said week. That'll be crazy. I think Carson Wentz could possibly go to the Bears. Now, do I think it'll be a swap for Trubisky? Probably not, because they have Jalen Hurts, and I think they really, really like Jalen Hurts. So they don't want to have Mitchell Trubisky taking up salary and taking up room on their team while they have Jalen Hurts, who's pretty good. He's a pretty good player, I would say. But in where do you think the most probable landing spot for Carson Wentz will be? And do you think he'll get traded?
I'd say it depends on who's like actually running it. Because if it's somebody who likes Carson Wentz, which it seems like a lot of people still on that team likes Carson Wentz. It's just a debate of like whether like do they even see that Carson Wentz is done? Like, he's just not good anymore. He doesn't have it. Like, you know, you shouldn't, I guess you shouldn't judge somebody on a season that's like this, especially just on one season. But it's just like, he's just not, you can see it. He's not good. I don't know. I just, he could get traded, but I don't know why the Bears would want him. Just, I feel like the Bears either try and get a QB in the draft and trade Trubisky somewhere else, or they're going to try and do this trade and maybe get somebody else to maybe set up for a better quarterback in the future to a pick. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears, they've had an interesting history of quarterbacks. You know, they got Nick Foles in the trade last year with the Jaguars. They had Mitchell Trubisky, who they drafted extremely early in the draft, a lot earlier, and they gave up a lot to get him, which was kind of dumb. But it's going to be crazy to see how this plays out, because there's a lot of quarterbacks moving around this year, which I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to see. The next thing I'd like to bring up is Deshaun Watson. Texans are saying they don't want to trade him. I don't think the Texans should trade him, but if Deshaun Watson wants out, I guess he wants out, and they don't really have much to do to say no to him, because he is a powerful player, and they'd rather trade him and get something for him than to him to walk out and not play. Yeah. And what do you think about the Deshaun Watson scenario, and where do you think he fits best? I think he'll probably fit the best with the Jets. But actually, no, I take that back. I think he would fit the best with the Dolphins, but I think the more probable place for him to go is probably the Jets. But for the Texans' point of view, to get like two or three first-round picks, a handful of seconds, Tua Tagovailoa, and a young defensive star from the Dolphins, I think that would be pretty good for Deshaun Watson. So, because the Dolphins have definitely a strong base, and they definitely need that a good quarterback. Not saying Tua Tagovailoa coming out next year would be good, because we didn't really see too much of him. Fitzmagic kind of kept a lot of his snaps away from him, and he was also hurt. So, Ian, where do you think is the most probable location for him to go in this scenario or this situation?
You might be a little surprised about what I say here. I'm going to say Steelers. Not on the most probable, but I think on a spot that he would fit. They have a really good head coach. They have a really good wide receiving core. And they have an older quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger that eventually I think they're going to start to age out. Or like whatever, I forget what it's called. Like just like maybe give him a season more. I think a great trade. I think the Texans will keep Deshaun Watson for another year, and then they're going to trade it to the Steelers. If they want to trade him right now, and if he wants to be traded right now, probably the Jets. I think the most probable is the Jets if they do want to trade him, but I think the best fit for the long term would be if they trade him next season to the Steelers.
Yeah, I could see that. I just don't know what the Steelers could possibly give up that would possibly get him and still keep a good team together. It'll be definitely a crazy scenario. So, I think we talked about everything. Let's talk about the NFL honors. Let's go through what everyone won. So, Offensive Player of the Year went to Derrick Henry. Well-deserved. Derrick Henry is a beast. Aiden, what do you think of Derrick Henry?
He deserved it. Like, he could have given it to Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers already won the MVP. So, give everyone an award, you know?
And then Defensive Player of the Year went to Aaron Donald, which is kind of questionable, but Aaron Donald had another monster year. Xavier Howard was up there, which kind of shocked me. I didn't really remember him doing too many good things, but it's crazy. Aaron Donald, he's just so good, and I mean, he's doing so many good things right now, and no one even recognizes it. And we're just like, oh, he won Defense Player of the Year again. He's just such a good player, and he's so fast, and he's so good that I think he can keep the Rams in the playoff hunt, him alone, for a long time.
I think it should have been Watt, honestly. I think he just had a really good season, and this is just going to lead to so many other good seasons. He just, like, after Bud Dupree got injured, it was him. Like, he was the one who carried that Steelers team's defense. And then just, like, everything fell apart with the offense. But I don't know. I think TJ Watt should have won. I guess that's just, like, more that I don't know. I just feel like he had better numbers, and I think he should have won because Aaron Donald even won last year. I just don't remember, like, really Xavier Howard or Aaron Donald having great years. But I think that was, like you said, pretty questionable. Could have been debated a lot.
Yeah, definitely could have been. And then offensive rookie of the year went to Justin Herbert. Well deserved. He had a monster year and really helped that Chargers team. Even though they didn't have the greatest season, he was definitely the most of those games. Ian, what'd you think?
Yeah, some people might have put up the case for Justin Jefferson. I think if Justin Herbert might have, like, say, lost more games, I'd say probably yes, they might have. Justin Jefferson probably deserved it because he then would have helped them win more. Would have helped them win more games, but yeah, I think Justin Herbert deserved it. He did so good. He broke, what, two records? Two rookie records, I think.
Yeah, he broke a
So,
handful of
yeah, deserving.
Yeah, and then, and then defensive rookie of the year, no question about it, went to good old Chase Young. I kind of doubted him out of the draft, but I think he's proved everyone wrong, and he's a monster. He's an absolute behemoth.
Yeah, and we were talking about defensive lines before with the Chiefs and Buccaneers. I think the football team has the best defensive line out of the whole NFL. Like
Yeah, for sure.
they have Montez
So
Sweat,
good.
they have Chase Young, they have I think they have like 3D tackles, like that are all pretty good. Like,
Yeah, they're just so good.
yeah, so they have a really bright future there, with the Washington football team. Just they need to figure out their offense, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah, and then and then what's it called? Comeback Player of the Year went to Alex Smith. Well deserved. I mean, everything he's went through, he should have won on that award, and he did. I'm happy he did. And then MVP went to Aaron Rodgers. I think everyone expected that. But Aiden, what's your opinion on those two?
Both deserved. Aaron Rodgers had a really good season. And Alex Smith, I don't really see anybody else getting it. Like, there's no better comeback story than his. So, like, I don't really think there was anybody else that was like had as good of a season like him. And
Yeah.
He actually had a comeback. Like, usually they like nobody really had like a huge comeback like him back to the league. Like, they'd like give it to just somebody that had like a better increase in numbers than the last season. But yeah, like, this was a actual comeback that took years to like heal himself, and it paid off.
Yeah, I'm just so happy for him that's how it gets done and how he gets that award. And I wish him the best of luck. And then MVP Aaron Rodgers expected, as I said before. And you were expecting that, correct? Yeah. And then So I think that's all right. We have to go through one thing. So, Aiden, you're predicting the Bucks to win the Super Bowl, correct?
Yes,
And I'm predicting the Chiefs to win.
just barely though. I think it's gonna be a
Yes.
very very
What's your score?
I don't really like to do scores because every time I see people do scores, it's like the tiniest scores, and then like the game scores are like so much more. But I think a good score could be up in the low 30s as the losing team, and then like the higher 30s for the winning team. But I think it's going to be less than 7 points between the score, I think.
Yeah, so for my score, I'm going to go 27-17, Chiefs on top, defeating Brady and the Bucks. And then, Aiden, who is your pick for MVP if the Bucks win?
They usually give it to the quarterback, but I'm gonna go off on a limb and say there's a possibility that Devin White gets it. And the reason why I think that is because he just showed so much promise in the last game, the last two games actually, that I think he could have a monster game and get like multiple like get an interception, have a lot of tackles, and just really change that whole scheme of the of how the Chiefs play, and that like he could definitely hurt the Chiefs offense.
Yeah, and then I think Patty Mahomes gonna win MVP. I think he's just too good, and I think he'll definitely show that he's the best quarterback in the league. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited for a good Super Bowl this year, and I know you are too. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And to be honest, I can't wait for the Super Bowl. This might be one of the better Super Bowls we've seen. And everyone look for this Fox scoreboard. I think they should be updating it, just like they do every Super Bowl. They give us a nice little new scoreboard, just a quick and interesting thing. So I hope you all have a good day and a good Super Bowl Sunday. Eat a lot of food and have a good day, guys. Bye.
Bye.